This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a remarkable leader in the private equity space, Amber Walsh. Amber's a lawyer, but she's more than that. She's an advisor to private equity funds on their investments and what they're looking at, how they think about strategy. She's also the leader of a women in private equity movement and has been a leader there. Amber, take a moment and tell us, what are the big trends you're watching in private equity going into 2022? And then we'll tee up on a second podcast to talk about leadership and advice for leaders, particularly women leaders. Amber, take a moment. Tell us, what are the big trends you're watching this year?
I am really excited to watch the private equity industry kind of get past the deal freneticism that we talked about so much in 2021. It was just constant, ever-present theme, and I heard so many of your guests talk about it. Throughout the end of 2021, it was just an entire focus on just getting deals over the line, exits, add-ons, all kinds of deals. And I'm really looking forward to the industry kind of refocusing on some big themes and trends after taking a bit of a break from 2021's crazy deal activity. And it's always a fun time of year because most private equity funds in normal times go out to JP Morgan. And so the second week of January, it's a big kind of kickoff time to get refocused on, you know, what is the world looking at and what are the analysts looking at. And this year, obviously, JP Morgan was virtual again for the second year in a row. But for those who actually dialed in and have read, some of the reports, there's a big theme and a lot of discussion on very cool, unique virtual health engagement. And it's fun to watch the industry focus on that. Second theme that's been around for a while, but in some different ways now, is a focus on mental health and behavioral health. And I'm really excited to watch kind of the convergence of some of these trends on how to put some of these things together, how to put consumer engagement together with behavioral health and together with some of the new virtual only plans. I think it's just a really fun time of every year in January when the industry can refocus, but I think it's especially acute this year.
I think it's a fascinating perspective. On the behavioral health point, I'll just note a couple of different things. You know, more and more virtual type of offerings, Walmart Health trying to bring out an offering that would be very cost effective. And then third, just tremendous shortages of mental health and psychiatrists, psychologists, mental health professionals at all levels, given the size of mental health problems in our country. I'll also just do a quick note. Becker's Healthcare is launching its behavioral health podcast this month as well, which will discuss business trends and issues in the behavioral health area as well. So thank you for noting that, just a critical area. When you see deal activity move to maybe a more normalized pace and these new areas of interest, whether it's virtual plans, United's offering its first virtual plan, behavioral health plans, and other efforts, what other things are on your horizon that you're looking at as you prioritize and look at 2022?
Yeah, definitely value-based care and alternative payment models. Obviously, that's been a theme. People have been talking about value-based care and alternative payment models for years, but it's now kind of like a telehealth and remote engagement with patients and with staff has become something that every single deal deck talks about, every single management presentation, every single deal has some sort of planning around the virtual engagement with staff and patients. You are now seeing every single deal talk about preparation for value-based care and different alternative payment models, even in industries that you didn't used to see that. And even for acquisition targets that may not be there yet, but you have the savvy acquirers really talking about what it's going to take to get you there and get you prepared. And then it's really interesting to me when you see kind of all of these trends come together. So if we think about, you know, you and I talked about behavioral health, we talked about kind of the telehealth engagement and some of these virtual only plans, like you mentioned, United, Navigate Now. And then this third one with value-based care, it's interesting to kind of put them all together. And you have like an Arcadia and this Talkspace, another big player in behavioral health that got a lot of attention at JP Morgan. And you look at the fact that they may be ahead in some ways, in their case with the virtual engagement, but still a little bit behind in the alternative payment model. They're still charging traditional fee for service. I think that's really interesting when you see a discussion about how these three big trends kind of fit together and how do you take a really important subsector of healthcare, like behavioral health, but then you layer into that particular company the need to have value-based care preparation and also that virtual and telehealth aspect.
Just really, truly fascinating. When you look at some of these things, the subscription models, the value-based care models, and so forth, doesn't the subscription model, the value-based care model, at least fit so nicely into where it seems like all of private equity's love has gone, which is the things that have predictable revenue, subscription models, and so forth? Isn't there this great convergence where, you know, private equity, at sometimes it makes me think of a dog that sees meat and likes a certain thing, and then it wants that applied to everything. And it does feel like the value-based care models, particularly subscription-based models of any sort, are so attractive to private equity funds because they give them that predictability of revenues that they like so much. Do you see some of that? Is that some of the thinking there?
I absolutely agree with that. And then what becomes really interesting, though, is then when you go out and then you you're executing on an add-on acquisition strategy, because all of the smaller acquisition targets are not necessarily prepared to move in that direction. And so it's a really interesting conversation of how much do you have the technology, how much do you have the staff, how much do you have the physician willingness? Because in a physician practice model, whatever is a specialty, ENT or dermatology, whatever it is, behavioral health, it's going to impact their compensation as well to make that sort of transition. So I agree with you that it really, for the smart investor who is looking to apply something kind of consistent revenues that kind of flow in and up to the top, I agree that it fits really well. It is just really interesting to then watch how that overarching theme then plays out when you're actually trying to grow the business.
Just fascinating. Amber, I appreciate your thoughts so much on the big trends and things that you're watching for 2022. I always learn something. It's amazing the amount of names and things and issues that you're able to see and categorize and make simple for a listener to understand. So just magnificent. Thank you for joining us, as always, on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you, Amber Walsh.
Thank you.